Kodshim from Karban Pesach, v'shachtu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael, v'chi kol akol kulam shochtim, v'aloin ha-shochet ala echad, ala mikan sheshlucha shalom kemosam. So the Gemara asks, but that's not necessarily a good proof, because if you hold that kol Yisrael yotzim b'Pesach echad, so then maybe shlucha shalom kemosam only applies where it's l'shutfus b'gavayu. The person is a shutuf, and we're asking him to be a shliach as well, so maybe then shlucha shalom kemosam, but if less l'shutfus b'gavayu, maybe he can't be a shliach. The Gemara says, no, there are two psukim. There's v'shachtu also called kahal adas Yisrael, and then we also have v'yikchu lahem ish sela v'esavos sela bois. So because there are two psukim, both of which could be talking about ish l'shutfus b'gavayu, he may know inyan l'hechad v'shayach, tanya inyan l'hechad lo shayach. There's no reason to say both psukim are talking about where ish l'shutfus b'gavayu, so one pasuk will teach me that shlucha shalom kemosam, even if less l'shutfus b'gavayu. So now the Gemara picks up and says like this, im kein trekori lamali, if you have, hai neboile l'chid rabbi Yitzhak, da amar rabbi Yitzhak ish zoche v'lakot an zoche, how can I say that I have an extra pasuk to teach me shlichos by less l'shutfus b'gavayu, but I need the second pasuk, v'yikchu lahem ish sela v'esavos, to teach me that ish zoche v'lakot an zoche. That a gadol can be zocha in the minui for the Karban Pesach, he could be nismana on the Karban Pesach himself, but a katan can't be memane a gadol on his Karban Pesach. V'yikchu lahem ish zocha v'lo a katan zocha. So says the Gemara, no, ha'hu me ish lefi achlo nafka. That's learned from a different pasuk. So this pasuk still is open. It's open to teach me shlichos by les l'shuvus v'gavayu, because I can learn that ish zocha v'lo a katan zocha from ish lefi achlo. Katim yiboyle de shochnes ha-pesach al ha-yochid. Zavlach manda omer in shochnes ha-pesach al ha-yochid. Aye, we still need ish lefi achlo to teach me ish lefi achlo that you can be shochet the Karban Pesach even if there's going to be only one person eating the Karban Pesach. Right? Others darshan from the pasuk l'suchal l'zboch es ha-pesach be'achad sharecha, be'achad be'yochid, that you can't be shochet es ha-pesach al ha-yochid. But maybe we need this pasuk to teach me that you can be shochet es ha-pesach al ha-yochid according to those days. Gemara answers that we hold, Rav Yonason holds, like the Daya, that you can't be shochet ala yochid, so therefore he has the pasuk open to teach me shlichas even if less l'shuv is begamai. Okay, that's the Gemara. What emerges in this Gemara, there's a major drasha that comes out of this Gemara that's relevant not only to Karban Pesach, but at first glance it's relevant to Kinyonim in general. And that is, ish zocha v'lo ha-katan zocha. Ish lefi achlo teaches me that ish zocha v'lo ha-katan katan can't be zocha in the minui of the Karban Pesach to be counted on the Karban Pesach for a gadol. The gadol can be zocha for himself, but the katan can't be zocha on behalf of the gadol. It's learned from ish lefi achlo. So comes close to Sineas, the blistering kashi. Ish zocha v'en ha-katan zocha, v'im tomar, v'lama likra, v'hakayim alan de'en yad l'katan. In fact, Tosfos says, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that a katan can't be zocha on behalf of a gadol in the meaning of Karban Pesach? A katan doesn't have a yad. Meaning a katan can't be zocha la'atzma. So if he can't be zocha la'atzma, why would I assume he can be zocha la'chem? I need a pasuk of Ishlef Yochla to tell me that the katan can't be zocha on behalf of the gadol. He doesn't have a yad. What's the havamina that he should be able to be zocha for a gadol? That's Tosfos' kash. And then he gives an answer which we'll get to, that there's something special about Karban Pesach that I think over here, the katan can be zocha on behalf of the gadol. But that's his kashin. That if a katan doesn't have a yad, if a katan can't be zocha la'atzva, then poshut pushe, that he can't be zocha la'chem. So frek the makne, what's Tosfos' kasha b'chlal? Maybe this is the mokar, that he can't be zocha la'chem. Maybe this is the mokar, that a katan can't be zocha la'atzva, that he doesn't have a yad. Why does Tosfos say, how can he be zocha l'chayrim? If a katan doesn't have a yad, of course he can't be zocha l'chayrim. Maybe this gufa is the mocher that a katan doesn't have a yad. He can't be zocha l'atzma. It's a very sharp kash, right? Tosfos just asks, a katan doesn't have a yad, he can't be zocha l'atzma. So what's the havamina? He should be able to be zocha to someone else. Why do I need a pasuk of Ishlef Yochlo to teach me that he can't be zocha for the gadol in the meaning of the Karban Pesach? If he doesn't have a yad, of course, he can't be zocha l'atzma, so he can't be zocha l'chayrim either. To frak the makne, maybe this gufa is the mokar that he doesn't have a yad. And the fact that he doesn't have a yab, mele, he can't be zochel acharim. Maybe this goof is the makor. What Tosis apparently is assuming that we know from some other source that ain't yab lakata. And if we know from some other source, then Taki has a kasha. Why don't we need ish lefiyachlo to teach me zochel lakatan zochel? But a katan can't be zochel acharim. I know already that he doesn't have a yab, so partially he can't be zochel acharim. But it's a pelefrek de makne. Why doesn't he just learn from this pasuk? And in fact, the Machna points out that Tosim Sochim uses that kind of logic to talk about Shlichus. So it's a little different. Tosim Sochim says that we learn from Ishlefi Ochlo that in Shlichus Lakotam, not that in Yad Lakotam. That's not the same. Right? Tosim Sochim says we learn from Ishlefi Ochlo that Kotam can't be Zocha L'Acherim, not that he can't be Zocha L'Atzma. But Tosa says, Gufa, from this pasuk, that's how we learn, that he doesn't have shlichus, he can't be zocha l'acherim. He can't be a shliach for others. That's Tzadi Aleph on the base. Im zocha. Ish zocha v'en katan zocha. Taima frek Tosis. Amai itzrich krov, v'okai melandain shlichus l'katan, v'okai kamad above metziah muchav, d'azchim itam shlichus. In the first part of Bav Metzia, the Gemara assumes Zechiyas mitam Shlichas. Yeah, where does the Gemara assume that? You look up the Gemara. Where does the Gemara assume Zechiyas mitam Shlichas? In the context of Chotzer, right? Chotzer can be kona for a person midin Yad or midin Shlichas. A Chotzer is Zoche for a person midin Shlichas. If you assume that Chotzer is Zoche midin Shlichas, you're thinking that Zechiyas mitam Shlichas. Not so posh it that Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. We'll see. Not everyone agrees. It says Tosfos, why do we need a pasuk that ish zocha vein akotan zocha? We pass and that ain't shlichus lakotan. And the Gemara Bava Metzia says that Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. To put two and two together, you know that a katan can't be zocha lacher. V'chitaymof says Tosfos, he doesn't ask it as a kasha. He doesn't give it as a teretz, but that's what he means. V'chitaymof mehocha kaimel and dein lo shlichus. Maybe Taka we learn from Ish Lefi Ochlo that En Shlichus Lakata. Maybe this is the Mokka. Akati Kosha. Amai Yitzduch Lemai Teino Zocha. Ha'afilu La'atzma In Lo Zechiyah B'Metziyaso Ela Midnei Daka Shalom. Then Tosis has the second Kasha. Maybe Ish Lefi Ochlo teaches me that En Shlichus Lakata. But Frek Tosis, even if we know that En... So now that we know that in Shlichus Lakata, we know we can't be Zocha on behalf of the Gadol and the Minikar and Pesach, but what do we need that for? Why do I need Ishlefi Ochlo that in Shlichus Lakata we can't be Zocha L'Acherim? We can't be Zocha L'Atzmo. We can't be Zocha L'Atzmo. Of course he can't be Zocha L'Acherim. Why do we need a special Mokka that in Shlichus Lakata, and that's why he can't be Zocha L'Acherim? It's Poshit. If he doesn't have a Yad to be Zocha L'Atzmo, then isn't it Poshit he can't be Zocha for others? So says the Makna, you see that Tosis and Sachim entertain the possibility that Ishlefi Ochlo might be the Mokar, Gufa, that a Katan is missing something in his Koach, that he doesn't have a Shlichus, he can't be Zocha Lacher. That's not the Mokar that ain't Yad LaKatan, that he can't be Zocha LaAtzmo, it's a Mokar that ain't Zocha Lacher. So says the Makna, clearly our Tosis is not assuming that Ishlefi Ochlo is the mocha. It's not a mocha for the fact that the Kohen can be Zocha L'Acherim. It's not a mocha that he can't be Zocha L'Atzmo either. It's not a mocha for either. That's Tosis Kasha. Like, Tosis Kasha is, if the Kohen doesn't have a Yad to be Zocha L'Atzmo, so what's the Havamina that he should be Zocha, be able to be Zocha for others in the Mina Karban Pesach? So clearly Tosis is assuming that there's some other mocha that the Kohen doesn't have a Yad. Tosim Psochim is saying that maybe Ishlefi Ochlo Takla is the Mokka that ain't Shlichus Lakata, but Tos is still troubled. Why do I need that Mokka? Right? If he can't be Zocha La'atzmo, I don't need a Mokka that ain't Lo Shlichus. He can't be Zocha Lachem because we can't get the first base. He's not Zocha La'atzmo, so of course he can't be Zocha Lachem. Our Tosus assumes that Ishlefi Ochlo is not the Mokka, not for ain't Zocha La'atzmo, nor for ain't Zocha Lachem. Against Tosim Sachem. There's a nuance of difference. You see the nuance of difference between the two Tosim? Tosim Sachem says that Ishlefi Ochlo could be a mocker for a chisaron of Kotam. The fact that he can't be Zocha L'Acherim. Our Tosim is saying it's not a mocker b'chlal for the chisaronus of a Kotam. It's not a mocker that he can't be Zocha L'Acherim. It's not a mocker he can't be Zocha L'Atzmo either. A apparently, Tosfos assumes we know both from other sources. That's what the Makna suggests. Makna says, you look at Tosfos, clearly he's disagreeing with Tosfos himself. As opposed to Tosfos himself, who assumes that the Mokka that ain't Shlichas Lakatan is from Ishlifi Achlo, Tosfos assumes, no, that's not the Mokka that ain't Shlichas Lakatan. It's not the Mokka that the Katan can't be Zocha La'atma. It's not the Mokka that he can't be Zocha La'chayim. What is the Mokka? So the Makna suggests, what's the Mokka, according to Tosfos, that ain't Shlichas Lakatan? Atem gam atem, exactly, Naftali. Atem gam atem. And he says, don't pin it on me. That's what Tosfos and Gittin says. Tosfos and Gittin says, the Mokka that ain't Shlichas Lakatan is from Atem gam atem. Matem X, Avshluchachem X, right? Matem ben Ebris, Avshluchachem ben Ebris, Matem Gedolim, Avshluchachem Gedolim. Katan is Nismai from Atem gam atem. Tosfos and Gittin asks a similar kasha, right? He says, "V'hazachia u'mitam shlichas ben shlichas dekata me'atem gam atem." Tosfos and Gittin says it beferish. So says the Makna, that's probably what our Tosfos was assuming. That atem gam atem teaches me that ain't shlichas dekata. And how do I know that ain't yad lekata? That katan can't be zocha la'atzma? How do I know that? Anyone? So from the Makna, you get the impression that you learned that from Atem Gam Atem too. He doesn't mention anything else. It sounds from the Makna that he's learning that Tosim Sachem and Tosis in Kiddushin are arguing as follows. That Tosim Sachem assumes that Inshlichas Lakatan is derived from Ishlifi Achl. Ein Yad Lakatan? What's Tosim Sachem assuming? How do I know that Ein Yad Lakatan? You have to get to it. Not clear. He's not learning from Atem Gam Atem, because if he's learning from Atem Gam Atem, he doesn't need Ishla Fiyachla, right? Tosim Sachem is clearly learning Ishla Zakatan is derived from Ishla Fiyachla. What's Tosis in Kiddushin saying according to the Makna? Tosis in Kiddushin is saying that both the fact that Ein Katan Zochel Atzmo and that he's not Zochel Acherin, they're both learned from Atem Gam Atem. How does that work? Atem Gam Atem is talking about Shlichus. How do I know that Katan can't be Zocha La'atzma from Atem Gam Atem? L'chor, the way the Makna is understanding Tosis and Kiddushin, Atem Gam Atem teaches me that a Katan can't do a Chalos. Right? He can't be Mafrish Truma. He can't create a Chalos Truma. He can't create any Chalos. Can't create a Chalos Kenyan either. So if he can't create a Chalos Kenyan, not only can't he be Zocha La'acherim, can't be Zocha La'atzma either. That's what Atem Gam Atem is teaching me, according to Tosfos and Kiddushin, Lefi the Makna. Chora. Right. It's a drasha. I need a drasha to teach me that a katan can't create a chalos, neither lachem nor latz. But what's that drasha? Atem Gam Atem. If he can't create a chalos truma, then he can't create a chalos kenyan either. That's why he can't be zocha la'atzmo, and of course, zechim itam shlichos, he can't be zocha lachem either. Atem Gam Atem. That's how the Makna understands Tosfos and Kiddushin. Now, what emerges from the Makna's understanding of Tosfos, and the truth is we don't need the Makna for this. Tosfos in Gittin already said it, that Ein Shlichas Lakatan is learned from Atem Gam Atem. Just from Tosfos in Gittin, you see a machlokas, two Tosfos in Y and Shlichas Lakatan. Tosfos in Gittin, Tosfos in Sochem. Tosfos in Gittin says Ein Shlichas Lakatan is learned from Atem Gam Atem. Tosfos in Sochem says it's learned from Ishlofi Ochlo. Two Makaras. The Makna just links Tosfos in Kiddushin to Tosfos in Gittin. Right? But there's a machlokas, what the Makna of Ein Shlichas Lakatan truly is. So this is what I referred to before. We made reference to this idea before, whether Atem Gam Atem can exclude people besides a goy. The Gemara Daf Mem Aleph on the base excludes Akum from Atem Gam Atem. Ma Atem B'nei Bris, Avshul Atem B'nei Bris. So we said there are two ways of looking at that drasha. One way is to look at it as a local miut, as a limited kind of miut. Lafuke Akum. Atem Gam Atem, Atem B'nei Bris, Avshul Atem B'nei Bris, even though there is an equation between Meshalech and Shliach that's being invoked, but it's a limited miut. It's a miut only for Akum. That's one way. It seems to be what Rashi says. It's not Mukhrach. Some of you got on top of me in Seder for this. Right? Rashi says that the boy Lakushe L'Meshalcho L'Meimar D'Ba'ovek O'Chavim Pasal. It sounds like the purpose of the Hekish of Meshalech to Meshalech is to Pasal Goy. So we thought perhaps the Rashi was saying it's a limited miut, only to Pasal Goy. But we pointed out it's not mochach. You could say that it's a more expansive comparison. We're equating shliach to mishaleach not only for God but for others as well. For others as well. So we said a nafkamina would be maybe a guy could be a shliach for a guy. But the other nafkamina is katan. What is the source that there's no shliachos by a katan? If you learn the source is from Aten and Aten, then clearly you're learning that there's an expansive comparison between the shliach and the mishaleach, right? You're saying that the shliach and the mishaleach are completely compared. Not just to exclude goy, but if the mishaleach has to be a gadol, then the shliach has to be a gadol as well. It can't be a katan. That's how Tosis and Gittin is learning. That's how the Makna understands Tosis and Kiddushin as well. Why didn't Tosis and Psachim learn like that? Why did Tosim Psachim assume that Ish Lefi Achlo teaches me that in Shlichos Lekotam? So perhaps because Tosim Psachim is learning the other way, like the way that we want to learn Rashi. That Atem Gam Atem is not an expansive kind of equation, but it's limited. It's only Mamayit Goy, Apostles Goy, but it's not an expansive equation. If it's not an expansive equation, it's not going to apply to Kotam. Okay? So that's the extra Lumdisha concept that emerges from these two tosis. What does Atem Gam Atem mean? What's the real drasha? Does it come to exclude katan as well, or is it only excluding goy? But the other important point is that what emerges from the Makna is that tosis and kiddush and tosim sachim are arguing fundamentally about why a katan is limited in his koach zechiah for himself, zechiah for others. The way the Makna understands Tosis and Kiddushin is learning that both the inability of a katan to be zocha la'atzmo and his inability to be zocha la'achayim, they're both learned from Atem Gam Atem. Whereas Tosim Sochim is learning that in Shlichos la'katan, his inability to be zocha la'achayim, that's learned from Ish Lefi Achlo, not from Atem Gam Atem. And this is how the Makna understood. There is another way that you can understand Tosim Sochim. Tosim Kiddushin. There's another way that you can understand Tosim Kiddushin. Even if you claim that Tosin Kedushin holds that Ein Shlichus Lekotan because of Atem Gam Atem, you're not beholden to say that Ein Yad Lekotan because of Atem Gam Atem. The Makna seems to put the two together, because he doesn't add anything else. He says it's the same Maka. But you could have learned Tosis and Kedushin differently. You could have learned that Tosin Kedushin holds that Ein Shlichus Lekotan is because of Atem Gam Atem, exactly like the Makna says. But Ein Yad Lekotan, the fact that the Kotan can't be Zoche La'atzmo, that's for another reason. What's that reason? Can you think of a reason? A simpler reason than the Pasuk Atem Gam Atem. It's not a Bardas, it's Svara. Kro Lamali Svarahu. That's really the simplest shot. The Makna doesn't make any reference to Svara, but Lechora, that's how you could have learned Tosis in Kiddusha. And the reason I say that is because that's really how Tosis and Psachim learns. Right? L'chora, that's how Tosis and Psachim learns, because he mentions the Pasuk Ish Lefi Achlo to teach me that Katan can't be Zocha L'Acher, that ain't Shlichos L'Katan. But then he asks another kasha after that. What does he say? He says, why do you need Ish Lefi Achlo? Amai Istuch Krav, Ha'kaim L'an Den Shlichos L'Katan, and Zechi is Mitam Shlichos, of course he can't be Zocha L'Acherim. Chitaimov says Tosis, maybe mehocha kaimel and ain lo shlichos. Maybe this is the mocha that ain't shlichos lekatan. Akati kosha, amai itzrich lemait ain't ozoche, hafilu laatzmo ain't lo zechir bemtsiaso, element neidake shalom. Katan can't be zoche laatzmo anyway. Element neidake shalom. There's a takona de rabbanon that you're not allowed to take the mitzia of a katan. In a Torah, it's not really his. You're allowed to take from the katan. It's not gezel. The Chachamim said, "Mipnei Daka Shalom, don't take from the Kotan. It's not a nice thing." So Frek Tosis, if La'atzmo the Kotan can't be Zoche, so is there a Havamina he should be Zoche La'achem? Why do I need a Pasuk that in Shlichus La'Kotan? It's Doch Poshet. He can't be Zoche La'atzmo, so of course he can't be Zoche La'achem. Why does Tosis assume as such a Dov a Poshet than Zoche La'atzmo? What's the Mokka for that? It's not Ish Lefi Achlo. Clearly, Tosis is not assuming that it's Ish Lefi Achlo. He can't be Atem Gam Atem, because then he wouldn't have used Ish Lefi Achlo to teach me that Ein Lo Shlichus. So he must be assuming Atem Gam Atem is limited. It's only a Miyat for Goy. And yet, Ish Lefi Achlo is not teaching me that he's not Zoche La'atzmo. I know that from a different source. What Tosis and Psachim is assuming is I know that from Svara. Right? Ein lekatan das, he can't be zocher la'atzma min haTorah. He doesn't have a das. So if he can't be zocher la'atzma min haTorah because he doesn't have das, so of course he can't be zocher la'cherim. Why do we need a pasuk that ein lo shlichos? Of course he can't be zocher la'cherim idim shlichos because he can't be zocher la'atzma either misvar. He doesn't have das. If you don't get the first base, he can't get the second base. So be'emes, you could have learned Tosis and Kedushin that way as well. Even lefida makne. Right? Of course I need a mocha that ain't shlichas lakatan according to Tosin Kedushin. But that's not Tosin Kedushin's kasha. Tosin Kedushin is the kasha. If ain't yad lakatan, why do I need a shlifiyachla to teach me he can't be zochel acherim? Of course he can't be zochel acherim in the meaning of the carbon pasach. If he doesn't have a yad, he can't be zochel la'atzmo, so he can't be zochel la'acherim either. What's Tosis assuming? What, he doesn't have a yad? Why doesn't he have a yad? L'chor, it's a svara. He doesn't have das, so he can't be zocha la'atzmo. And that's why he can't be zocha la'acherim. Why do I need a mokar? Why do I need a posuk that he can't be zocha la'acherim? It's partially he can't be zocha la'acherim. He's not zocha la'atzmo. Why not? L'chor, Tosis and Kedushin is saying misvara. You don't need atem gam atem like the makna suggests. Yaakov.
Wouldn't it get a little tricky by the end of Tosfos? Because then going into that last answer, it's also saying, we would have had a hab mina because he's shy after the mitzvah, so we didn't get into that yet. And then he has the same kamash mal and we have the pasuk. So now the way Rebbe's reading it would be, he's shy from the mitzvah, therefore he could be zocha for himself and for others. Two huge chidushim. And comes the pasuk to teach you, I don't even know.
You got
the second one only?
Okay, you gotta wait for the Teretz of Tos. We're gonna get there.
Okay.
We're gonna get there. But all that is gonna be in the Teretz, you'll see. Okay, so within Tos and Kedushin, there are two ways of learning. To say that the whole thing is a svara? I mean, that's the third option that we didn't even suggest. Right? That he can't be zocha bein la'atzmo bein la'chem because of the svara, since he doesn't have das? We didn't see anyone saying that. I'm surprised that the Machta didn't bring that up. Why didn't the Machta just say that ein shlichos lakatan? Because there's no das for a katan. So if he doesn't have das, so how can he operate bechlal? How can he appoint a shliach? Leave that out. Okay, let's just assume we'll actually get to that when we talk about zechim mitam shlichus. That will play a role. But let's leave that out. Okay, we're assuming everyone holds that in shlichus lakatan has to be derived from the pasuk. You know what? Let's chart this out a little bit so we get this clear. What's the mokar that a katan can't be zocha? La'atzmo and la'acher. According to Tos and Kedushin, according to Tos and Sach. What's the mocha that a cousin can be zocha la'acherim? Let's start with the la'acherim. La'acherim according to Tos and Kedushin. So, the Machne interprets sound. What's the mocha? He can't be zocha la'acherim? No, anyone? What? Atem gam atem. Good, Yaakov. Atem gam atem. What's the mokar that he can't be zocher la'acherim according to Tos and Pesachim? What's the mokar? Can't be zocher la'acherim. Ain lo shlichus. Ishlofi achlo. Good. What's the mokar? He can't be zocher la'atzmo according to Tos and Kedushin. Lufi the makne. Same thing, Atem Gam Atem. Atem Gam Atem. Atem Gam Atem teaches me that a katan is not a bar chalos. You can't make a chalos. You can't make a chalos truma. You can't have a chalos kinya, nothing. The other way to look at it is that the fact that he can't be zocha la'atzmo is a svara. He's a lav bardas. And that, in fact, is how Tosis and Psachim seems to be learning. It's a svara. You could plug that back, that second chelek, you could plug back into Tosis and Kedushin. That's all I want to point out. Okay? You don't have to say Atem Gam Atem teaches me that a katan doesn't have a zechia b'chlal, la'atzmo. You could say that that's that misvari, he doesn't have a das. Why can't it be zochel la'acherim? Maybe das is not enough. Maybe das is not enough, the lack of das. Maybe for that you talk about a pasuk. Okay. So comes Tosfos now. Okay, now that we have the background, now we can go back to the kasha Tosfos. Yes.
Isn't the source in the pasuk we're dealing with in Kiddushin, Isha Fiachla, right? That's the pasuk we're dealing with in Kiddushin.
Yes.
And Tosos asked, why don't we use Yad, and the Maka said, why don't we use that pasuk as the source? So isn't he saying that we should learn out Isha Fiachla as the
that's
source?
That's his kasha, but the Maka says that's clearly not what he's assuming. That's why he's asking a kasha. Let's go to Tosos' kasha now. You know the Yaakov. Now we should look at Tosos' kasha again. Tomar. The Lama Likra, why do you need a pasuk Yishlof Yachlo to teach me Zochem lo Akatan Zochem? Okaimelon Ein Yad Lakatan. We know that Ein Yad Lakatan. We know a katan can't be Zochem LaAcherim. It can't be Zochem LaAtzmo. He says Taisvus. The fact that he can't be Zochem LaAcherim, Atem Gam Atem, teaches me he can't be Zochem LaAcherim. How do I know he can't be Zochem LaAtzmo? As Nevdas, maybe Atem Gam Atem teaches me he can't be Zochel La'atzmo, but he can't be Zoicha, he can't be Zochel La'achem, he can't be Zochel La'atzmo, he can't even be Zochel La'atzmo. So what's the Havamina that he should be able to be Zochel La'achem, that I need a Pasuk Yishlof Yachlo to tell me that he can? That's Tosis Kasha. Now you hear Tosis Kasha. There's a lot behind this Kasha. Two steps, two stages, La'achem, La'atzmo. That's the Kasha of Tosis. Yaakov Shrier, you hear? You got it, right? V'yeshlomer says Tosis. Let's get to the terrace, okay? I need the pasuk to teach me a special halacha by Pesach. Tosis' whole point in Kiddushin is that Ishlof Yachlo is teaching me a special halacha by Pesach. It's not teaching me a halacha in Kinyonim. Why? The Salka Daita Chol, the Shaykh Bachilas Psochim. Since a Kotan is Shaykh Bachilas Psochim, the Tzorach Limanos Olav, the Siv Sela Boyes, Afilu Kotan. The Kotan has to be Nimnon, the Korban Pesach. It says Sela Boyes. So he has to be Nimnon, the Korban Pesach. Eima Af Lacherim Zocha. Once the Kotan has to be Nimna on the Korban Pesach and can be Nimna on the Korban Pesach. Those are two points, right? There's a chiyus, Sela Boyas tells me afilu katan, that the katan can only eat from the Korban Pesach if he's Nimna on it. That happens to be a rule in general, that only those who are Nimnim on the Korban Pesach can eat from it. So the katan has to be Nimna, that's rule number one. And rule number two is he can be Nimna. There can be a chalos minui, right? So once the katan can be nimna on the Korban Pesach, I would think maybe he can be memana acherim too. He could be zoicha in the minu Korban Pesach for acherim also. Kamash malon. Adkan. Simple teretz. Want to go weiter, Yaakov? Simple teretz and teretz, but there's a lot to see here. Let's not go weiter. Let's dig in. What is teretz saying? There's a havamina and a maskon in teretz. That I would have thought, right, the teretz. Tosis' kasha is if a cotton can't be zocha la'atzmo, so what's the havamina you should be able to be zocha for someone else in the mina Korban Pesach? Because Tosis made there something special about Korban Pesach. From Sela Boyas we learned that the cotton needs a minu to eat from the Korban Pesach, and he can be nimne, he can be counted toward the Korban Pesach. So I think he can count others too. He can be zocha in the mina Korban Pesach for others as well. Kamash malon no. Now, before we even talk about Tosis, let's just discuss this minui of a katan in Korban Pesach. This is actually a machlokas. The Gemara in Psachim as a machlokas, whether what's called selaves avos deraisa or selaves avos lav deraisa. The halacha is that a katan always eats from a Korban Pesach. According to everyone, he can eat from the Korban Pesach. But the question is that a din derabbanan that he's allowed to eat from a Korban Pesach, or is that a din deraisa? Selaves avos deraisa means that selaves avos, the katan, is supposed to be nimna on the Korban Pesach, and he can be. That's what the Pasuk is telling you. The Manda Amar who holds Selavei Savos Lavda Raisa claims that Minatora, the Kotan, is not Nimna on the Korban Pesach. He can't be Nimna. He's a Kotan. But the Chachamim decided, right, the Chachamim say that you should feed him from the Korban Pesach anyway. Aye, but if it's shalolim nuyav, if he's not nin on Karban Pesach, how can he eat it? Big discussion in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that since it's Eif Shevein Yin Acher, you can't be Mamana the Katan. The Katan can't be Nimna, so he can eat without a Minui. That the only people who need a Minui are those who can be Nimnim. It's one approach in the Rishonim. Other Rishonim say, no, it's a special din of Chinuch, that the Chachamim allow him to eat from the Karban Pesach. They say you should feed the Katan from the Karban Pesach as a Chinuch for him. Ah, but if it's also to eat from the Pesach Shalolim Nuyev, how can we allow the katan to eat? But that's a discussion. It could be that it's not really a lav, it's just an iser asay. Selaboyas tells me you're supposed to be nimna, it's a positive. You're supposed to be nimna. It's not a real iser lav. And maybe there's no iser to feed ktanim from an iser asay, just because it's also to do. If it's not a lav, there's no iser to feed them. So letzorech chinuch, Chazal say that you should feed the katan from the Karban Pesach. But that's only according to the Man, the Amr Sela Beisavos Lav Daraisa. If you say Sela Beisavos Lav Daraisa, the real din of Minui Minat Torah is not for a katan. Right? But we feed him from the Karban Pesach anyway. But he's not going to be Nimna anyway. Right? He can't be Nimna on the Karban Pesach. But he eats from the Karban Pesach without a Minui. Tosus clearly is assuming, like which Man, the Amr, that Sela Beisavos Daraisa, that the katan is going to be Nimna on the Karban Pesach. Right? That's how he starts off, right? That Sela Boyas teaches me afilu katan. I'd have a havamina if Sela Boyas teaches me afilu katan. If Sela Savos daraisa, a katan has to be nimna on the Karban Pesach, and the minui is nitfas, right? The katan's minui works. So I would think that he can be memaneh a gadol as well. He can be zocha in the minui of the Karban Pesach, even for a gadol. That's the havamina. Kamash malani kim. So the question is, why should Karban Pesach be any different? Why should the Katan's Minui of Acherim work? And what's the Kamash Malan that it doesn't work? So to better understand this Tosis, we have to take a step back. What is required in the Minui of the Karban Pesach? What is the Minui of the Karban Pesach? What kind of Chalos is happening here? The question is Minui Karban Pesach a Minui Befeh? That's all it is. That a person says, I want to be Nimna, I want to be counted toward this Karban Pesach. Person chooses which Karban Pesach he wants to be part of. You can't eat the Karban Pesach with two Chaburas. You've got to be part of one Chabura. There's only one Karban Pesach for you. Is the Minui just a Minui Befeh? Or is the Minui Karban Pesach more than just a Minui Befeh? What is it? It requires a Kenyan. Right? Is the Minui Karban Pesach only a Minui Befeh Greida? It's only a Minui Befeh, a verbal connection to the Karban? Person verbally says, I'm going to be Nimna on this Karban Pesach, I'm going to be counted on this Karban Pesach? Or does Minui Karban Pesach require a Kinyan, a Bailus in the Karban? Comes the Briski Rav in his Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Karban Pesach, and he wants to be medayik from the Rishonim, from the Mechilta. He wants to be medayik that Minui Karban Pesach is not just a Minui Befeh. It has to involve a kinyan in the carbon. You have to have a bailus in the carbon in order to be nimna on the carbon. It's not enough just to say, I want to be part of the carbon. You need a bailus in the carbon. Without the bailus, you're not nimna on the carbon. What's his rias? He says, first of all, Rashi and Zvachim on daf nun vav amebeis. What does Rashi say? Perik is El Makoman, yeah? If you say it every day, you catch this mission every morning. HaPesach v'nenechel el ba'layla v'nenechel el ha'chatzos v'nenechel el ha'limnuya v'nenechel el ha'tzli. Right? Four halachas of the Karban Pesach. Ba'layla, ha'chatzos, limnuyav, and tzli. So what does it mean, limnuyav, that the Karban Pesach can only be eaten for those who are nimna on it? Says Rashi, Shenimnu b'dmeila kichasu k'dechsiv l'fi achlo tachosu. How are they nimnu on the Karban Pesach? So if you would have asked me, I'd say that they agree to be part of this carbon. They verbally said that they'll be part of the carbon. One person buys the carbon, and then everyone else can decide if they want to be part of the carbon. Or he can say, I want to be memane, all these people are my carbon. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Shenimnu b'dmeila kichasu, that they're part of the domim, they're part of the mo'os when the carbon is bought. Sounds to Rashi, claims the Briski Rav, that you need a kinyan and a bialis in the carbon in order to be nimna on the Karban Pesach. Mila b'fe is not going to be enough. Daniel.
Can you read the Rashi again?
Sure. Shenimnu b'demei l'kichasa. Kidachsiv l'fi achlo tachosu. They were nimna in the domim of the lekicha, of the kinyan. Demei l'kichasa. Demei the carbon. No, the Meleke Chasom means of the keves, of the animal. The domim of the animal, of the carbon. They're not buying themselves.
No, the Meleke Chasom.
They're the ones paying the money. No, they were nimnu on the money of the buying of the carbon. Carbon is a singular, I think. That's one raya. The Mr. Rebbe also points out, Lechora, our Gemara is a raya. Maybe. Interesting, right? Our Gemara, Ish lefi achlo tachosu, Ish zoche v'lo hakatan zoche. V'lo hakatan zoche. This is a local halacha to Karben Pesach? Or is this a global halacha to Kinyonim in general? Ish zoche v'lo hakatan zoche. Is that local to Karben Pesach or is that global? That's related to the whole discussion we had. Some Rishonim clearly are learning that this is global. Right? Tosim Sachim clearly is learning like that. Right? That in Shlichus Lakatan is learned from Ishlefi Achlo. It's not just a local halacha by Karben Pesach, but in Shlichus Lakatan is learned from Ishlefi Achlo Tachosu. So if it's a global halacha to Kinyanim in general, not just to Karben Pesach, what does that show you? It shows you that the Minui Karben Pesach has to be a din in Kinyanim. It has to be that you need a Kinyan in the carbon. If not, what's the tzushtel to Kinyanim in general? It's a local halacha in Karben Pesach. And be'emes, that's what the Piskei Tosfos right here in Kiddushin writes. Right? Did you notice that Piskei Tosfos? Right? We started the year with the Piskei Tosfos. End the year. Right? Which Piskei Tosfos did we start with? Does anyone remember? Amira Bishtar, excellent, the Kiddush Bishtar, Ezra. Amira B'Kiddush Eshtar, way back. Opening day? No, it wasn't. Okay. But it was at the beginning. Right? That was Piskei Tosfos. It's always interesting to look at the Piskei Tosfos when they say things that are not in Tosfos. The Piskei Tosfos are only just supposed to tell you the Psak Halacha of Tosfos. But sometimes the Piskei Tosfos adds things which are not in Tosfos, which is why the one who compiled the Piskei Tosfos, he tells you what daf the comment is coming from, what daf, the Ramaschil. So, Os Aleph in the Piskei Tosfos, he doesn't tell you what daf, because it's not in the daf, it's off the daf. Piskei Tosfos, that's the psak. That's the psak, that you need Amira even for Kiddush Eshtar. So here too, the first Piskei Tosfos in this parak, there's no Maror Mokom, because it's not there. Ospei, Zechia v'kinyona bo'i behamnoas Pesach v'losagi b'dibra ba'alma. A brisker Piskei Tosfos. Right? This is the brisker Rav's Yisod. Right? It's a Piskei Tosfos in Kiddush. It's a collector's item. It's not an Art Tosfos. Well, maybe it is an Art Tosfos. We'll see. But the Piskei Tosfos definitely says it. Right? The Piskei Tosfos says that you need Zechia, you need a kinyan in the Hamnoas. A new word. Hamnoas Pesach, Minui Karben Pesach, Losagi B'dibra Ba'alma. It's not enough just to have a Dibra. So says the Brisker Rav, this is a Yesod. He thinks this Yesod emerges from Rashi and Zvachim. It might even emerge from our Gemara. If you understand the Ish Lefi Achlo, Ish Zochem, Lo Katan Zochem in a more global sense, a more expanded way, and the Piskei Tosfos definitely says it. Now, if we understand that you need a Kenyan in the Minui Karben Pesach, so how do we understand Karben? There is one day that holds that the cotton has to be nimmed on the carbon pesach. How does that work? Cotton can't have a kinyan. Cotton have a kinyan in our Torah. So if cotton doesn't have a kinyan in our Torah, so how can it be nimmed on the carbon pesach? What do you think? The Brisker Rav just pointed out that minui carbon pesach requires a kinyan. And yet, Selevei Savos Daraisa assumes that a cotton can be nimmed on the carbon pesach, but a cotton can't have a kinyan on a Daraisa level, so how does that work? What do you think? A couple of answers. You can give a couple of answers to this question. Yaakov.
So the cotton might not need to be in there, so that would be an exception. So because if you're for chinuch, within that side, spoke it
no,
out.
No, I'm saying even within the tzad of Selave Savos Daraisa.
So then you would then right? you'd have to say that Kata can make some forms of Kinyan. You can't make all forms, but if it's like the Tosa Sanchar Psachim.
No, what, so what is Tosa Psachim says something more than that.
He says that he can make a Kinyan.
How?
If someone is giving over a
That's a Cheres Makna. Now you talk like a London. Don't be afraid, Yaakov. Don't be afraid. That's a Cheres Makna. Right? If someone else is Makna the Korban, Makna the Behemoth to the Kotan, so then Minatora, the Kotan does have a king. That's one way to answer. That's a Cheres Makna. The other way to answer is to say, maybe it's Exeris HaKosov, Selaboy is Exeris HaKosov, that the Torah is Mizake, the Kotan, a Chelik in the Korban. The Torah creates a kinyan, a chalos kinyan for the katan. Right? If a katan is Yoresh's father, there's a chalos kinyan daraisa. Right? It's automatic. The katan doesn't have to do a kinyan there. It just happens by itself. So maybe we can say that by Karban Pesach, Selah Bayis teaches me the katan has to be nimna, and as long as the katan expresses a rotzim to be nimna, then the Torah is mezakef him. You could say something like that. Or perhaps you could even say, if it's Iefsher Beinyan Acher, the Kotan doesn't have a Kinyan. Right? Maybe the Kotan doesn't need a Kinyan in his Minui, because it's not Shayach to the Kotan. Selabayas tells me that the Kotan can be Nimna without a Kinyan. The requirement for Kinyan only applies to a Godel, because it's Shayach for the Godel to have a Kinyan in the Karban Pesach. Right? Three different approaches to Kotan. That either in Torah the Kotan does have a kinyan in the Karban Pesach because it's dafka if das acheres makna, but he can't be nimna in the Karban Pesach by himself. We need das acheres makna, or the Torah is mizake him a chelik in the Karban, or maybe taka the Kotan's min of Karban Pesach is different than a gadol. A gadol requires a kinyan. Kotan does not require a kinyan because it's not shayach to a Kotan in Torah, so he can be nimna in the Karban Pesach even without a kinyan. Okay, those are the three ways lechora to explain Kotan. Now, how does Atosis like? Okay, now we get back to the Tosis. How does our Tosis learn the minui of the Kotan in a Karban Pesach? Lamanda Amesele Veisavos Darais. Das Acheres Makne? Our Tosis makes no mention of Das Acheres Makne. Tosim Sachim does. We'll get to Tosim Sachim, it's Hashem. But our Tosis doesn't make any mention of Das Acheres Makne. But Tosis is going to hold that one of the other two options, that there's some exception over here, the Torah is Mezaka the Kotan. There's some Yotze min HaKlal, that even though min HaTorah the Kotan never has a Kinyan, but by Karban Pesach he has a Kinyan Darais, there's some special Halacha. Is that what Tosis is going to say? Special Halacha? If he needs a special Halacha, so then what's the Havamina he should be able to be Zoche L'Acher? There's a special halacha that the Kotan can be Nimna. The Torah gives him a special kinyan, even though he shouldn't have a kinyan daraisa, he has a special kinyan. Or the Kotan doesn't need a kinyan for his minui. Some special halacha by Kotan. If that's the case, then what's Tosis talking about? Tosis is saying, I'd have a havamin by Karban Pesach, everything is different. Selah Bayis tells me that a Kotan can be Nimna on the Karban Pesach. A Kotan can be Nimna on the Karban Pesach. So he can be Nimna on the Karban Pesach, then he can be Zoichin the minui for a Gadol as well. But how's he Nimna on the Karban Pesach to begin? If you need a kinyan in the minui for the Karban Pesach, how's a cotton nimne? If the cotton is a yotzim and a klal, he's an exception to the rule. It's yefsher binyan acher, so he doesn't need a kinyan. Or the Torah gives him a kinyan. How's that a reason to say that he can be mamana the gadol too? If it's das acheres makna, so that could work in one fell swoop. The cotton can be nimne himself, and he can be mamana others too. But Tosa doesn't say anything about das acheres makna. So how do we understand the Havamin of Tosis? What's the answer? What has to be the answer? Isaac?
So our Havamin is that it's there, right? So the answer is that no, it's really the Ramana.
No, but the question is, what's the Havamin? How can it be the Raisa? The Havamin of Tosis clearly is against whom? The Havamin of Tosis must be against the Briskei Rav. The Havamin of Tosis must be that you would have thought that the minui of a Karban Pesach doesn't require a kinyan. It's a setup here, right? The Briskei Rav proves from the Rishonim that you need a kinyan in the minui of Karban Pesach. Tosis is learning the Havamin is Karban Pesach is different than kinyanim. That the minui of a Karban Pesach doesn't require kinyan. It doesn't require bialis in the Karban. It just needs a minui befeh. That's lechora how Tosis is learning. If it just needs a minute of a fed, then we understand a cotton is no worse than a gadol. Chatan might not have a kinyan, but why can't he have a mina b'fem? Verbally, he can be nisman on the carbon pesach, and maybe he can be zocha for others in their minu too. He could verbally count others on the carbon pesach also. Because if you don't need a kinyan, is katan really worse than gadol? That was Tosis Haramim. If you say that even Lamanda Amar Selavesa goes darais, so you don't need a kinyan in the carbon, so maybe Taka Kotan is no worse than Gadol. We find chesronus of a Kotan in kinyanim, but if carbon pesach is unrelated to a kinyan, then maybe the Kotan is no worse than a Gadol. If he could be nismane befe, then he could be mamana them as well befe. That was the havamin of Tarsus. The question is, what's the kamash malan? So you could learn the kamash malan in one of two ways. Either the kamash malan is that you really do need a kinyan and mina carbon pesach. And if you need a minui in the kinyan, if you need a minui through the kinyan, so then katan cannot be mamana, right? The kamash malan is that you need a kinyan in the minui carbon pesach. Mamash like the brisker rav. The brisker rav is learning the maskona of taste. That could be what the Piskei Tosfos is saying. Maybe the mocker for the Piskei Tosfos is the Kamash Malan of our Tosfos. The Kamash Malan is that, perhaps, that you do need a Kenyan, you do need Bailus in the Mina Carbon Pesach. And if you need Bailus in the Mina Carbon Pesach, even if Stella Boyes tells me that the Kotan can be Nimna, the Kotan is an exception. But to be Mamana Acherim? How can he do that for someone else? That's the Kamash Malan is. You need a kinyan in the minui of the carbon pesach, and somehow a katan is an exception, but he can't be zoch in the minui for someone else because katan is not zoch l'acherim. He doesn't have kinyanim. A katan doesn't have kinyanim. Bein la'atzmo bein la'acherim. That's one way to learn the kamash malan. The other way to learn the kamash malan is maybe you got it all wrong. The havamina is that lamando amar selavei savos daraisa. The katan can be nimna in the carbon pesach. And if he can be Nimna himself, he can be Mamana others as well. Because you don't need a Kenyan. Kamash Malan Selavei Savos Lav Daraisa. The Kotan can't be Nimna on the Karban Pesach Bichlal. He's never Nimna. The answer is not that the Kotan can be Nimna, but he can't be Mamana or Godon. The answer is the Kotan is never Nimna to begin with. You misunderstood. Selavei Savos Lav Daraisa. He's not Nimna on the Karban Pesach. He eats without a Minui. The Kotan eats without a Minui. Can't be Mamana Gadol. He's not Shaykh to Mina Bichlal. The first way to look at the Kamash Malan is that Taka, you do need a Kenyan in the Mina. If you need a Kenyan in the Mina, then the Katan cannot be Mamana Gadol because he's not Shaykh to Kenyanim. He's Nimna because of some exception. The Torah is Mizaka him, or his Mina is different than the Mina of a Gadol. But to be Mamana others, that's not Shaykh because they need a Kenyan. They need a Bailus in the carbon through their Mina. That's why it's not going to work for Gadol, even though the Kotan is going to be Nimna. The second Teretz is, no. The Paskin Selavei Savos Lav Daraisa. Selavei Savos is Lav Daraisa, then the Kotan eats from the Karban Pesach without a Minui. If the Kotan is not Nimna, he can't be Mamana others. He's not Shaykh to Mina Bechlau. Those are the two ways of learning the Kamash Malan. Yaakov.
Not like the brisker
of
meaning that
Tosfos
must hold that
a
Dibor is the only thing that
the meaning is all about Dibor. Yes, I think so.
It's just a little bit of this like intense transition because Tosfos Kasha is what's Kasha? The in Din Yad Lekata. That's not really a Kasha if you only need Dibor to be Nimna. So then Rebbe is saying Tosfos Kasha.
That's exactly what the answer is. That you would think that Ein Yad Lekata is completely irrelevant over here because Mina Karim Pesach does not require Kinyanim. Kamash Malon.
So the Kasha assumes you need Kinyan.
The answer is that maybe that you would think you'd have a Havamina that Mina Karban Pesach has nothing to do with Kinyanim. Kamash Malan, either it does, or Kamash Malan, the Katan is not really Nimna on the Karban Pesach Bechlal. Right? The second pshat is that if you were to hold Selavei Savos Daraisa, then the Katan could be Mamana Agadol, because a verbal Minui would be enough. But the Kamash Malan is Selavei Savos is Lav Daraisa. The Kotan is not going to be Nimna. If he's not going to be Nimna, then he can't be Mamana others as well because he's not Shaya to Mina Karban Pesach. Ellie.
So maybe help the Brisker go. It's also possibly, can we say that that really the minoy is for a katan is defined as no matter what not a kinyan. It's the katan's minoy, so he's allowed to do it for someone else because the katan is considered like everyone else, but his minoy is on a lower level, so he's able to do a minoy for an adult, but on his level. So a katan able to do it on his level. You would have thought since the minoy for a katan is defined as no kinyan, so therefore a katan can do a minoy without a kinyan for an adult also.
But doesn't the adult need a minoy on the adult's level?
Like no, but the chiddush is that since the katan is considered like everyone else, even though he also needs a minoy, because there's a kasuv, so he's able. It says the after. It's the issue without that. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you would assume that he could do it in his way. The katan could appoint someone in his way, just like anyone else could appoint someone.
That's
there.
The havamin of Tosis in the Teretz.
Yeah, that it could fit with
that. It could fit with the gadol.
Yeah.
Again, that you only need a verbal minoy, or you need a kinyan.
No, that it could work with the brisker. That you need a kinyan, but
if you need a kinyan, a katan is not a bar kinyan. So what's the havamin of Tosis for gadol?
So we give one of the second two answers. It's not possible that.
But it doesn't sound like that from Tosis. It doesn't sound like that from Tosis. If you learn that the whole thing is an exception, so then how does that work for a gadol? If even by a katan it's an exception, how can that work for a gadol? Since the katan is shy, I Taka would not think that. I'd say the katan is shy because of an exception. It's a yotzim in a klal. So just because it's shy to a katan, it's not necessarily shy to a gadol. I don't think so. If a katan itself is an exception, so why should that be shy to a gadol? Daniel.
I'm just trying to understand that. Basically, why can't you assume that Havamina is that his exerus of Kosov, like Tosos says, that he's included and he has a minoy, Selabias. And Tosos gives the Ema, that he should be able to appoint Achem, because once the Torah appoints, says he could be Nimna, so he should be like everyone else. Kamash Bon only goes on the Ema, that he can't help.
How does he have this power? The fact that the Torah can give him a minoy, that's a special... A special drasha, a koach of the Torah, that they...
Like everyone else.
So the Torah is giving the katan the power to be like a gadol? To be zoche for others too? It's one thing to say that the Torah said, look, this is an exception, I know that a katan normally is not shaykh to kinyana, but here there's something special over here. But to say that now he's like everyone else, mamish like everyone else, that's
quite... That's what selabias means, that he's like everyone is equal. And then the kamash ma'an is that he's not like everyone else, the Torah limits it. But the ema is what sets up the Kamashman. The Kamashman is only answering the ema. Everything else goes to the leaves set in stone, and then ema, aflachem, Kamashman. No, you can't.
But isn't that, why are you saying that different than I'm saying, right? The Havamina is that the Mina, you're saying even with the Briskerov, that you need a Kinyan in the Mina Karban Pesach, you're not working with the Briskerov. So if you're not working with the Briskerov, then you're saying exactly the same as I'm saying. That's
okay,
Gavaldic. Yeah, I'm very happy. If you're saying the same thing as what I'm saying, that's great. again, the Havamina of Tosis is maybe you don't need a Kinyan for Mina Karban Pesach. It's just a Mina Befer. If it's just a Mina Befer, then we understand a Katan is Shayach to that. If he's Shayach to that, maybe he can do it for the Gadol as well. Kamashmalan, no. Kamashmalan, either you do need a Kinyan. And then the katan is just an exception, but you can't apply the exception of the katan to the gadol. Well, the other way to look at it is the kamash malan is maybe selavei savos is lavda raisa. Maybe the katan is not nimna bechlal. The katan is not nimna bechlal. We can't learn from katan to gadol. The gadol does need a mina. The katan doesn't need a mina. I'm not really saying such a great chiddush over here. The two pshatim in the kamash malan of Taisis is really two deis where Taisis and Gittin. That's really what Tyson Gittin is saying. I just said over Tyson Gittin. Took a little bit of time, but basically I said a Tyson Gittin. What does Tyson say? There's a little bit of development before you get to this point. But the final word of Tyson Gittin basically asks Akash. There's a machlokas amoraim in the Gemara Gittin whether a katan at a certain age can be zochel acher. He's zochel la'atzmo at a certain age, right? If tzor v'zorko eglos v'notlo, so then he's zochel la'atzmo v'en zochel lachem. V'chevetz machzir la'achashah, the Gemara quotes a machlokas. Yehuda learns that chevetz machzir la'achashah, he's zochel ben la'atzmo v'en lacherin. Rav Chista learns, no, even at that stage, he's zochel la'atzmo v'en zochel lachem. Machlokas amaroyim. So, Frektosis at the end, if Yehuda learns that zochel la'atzmo v'zochel lacherin by chevetz machzir la'achashah, he takes the object, you give him an object, he gives it back in an hour. That takes a certain level of das. If Yehuda says, once he reaches that level of das, then he can be zochel lachem. Even on a daraisa level, Tosis says. So asks Tosis, I don't understand. How can we say in the Gemara Kedushin that ish zochel v'lo hakatan zochel? Isn't he zochel lachem? Yehuda is against Star Gemara. That's Tosis' kasha. Ish zocha v'en akotan zocha implies that a katan can't be zocha lachen. So says Taisus, no. Let's talk about where there's no das acheres makne. There's no das acheres makne. So then he can't be zocha in a Torah for acher. So what is ish zocha v'en akotan zocha coming to teach me? Says Taisus is coming to teach me one of two things. Elal ashmuinan the pesach shalo in a yochel lehimanas acherim olav. What ish zocha v'lo katan zocha, what ish lefi ochlo tochosu is teaching me is that a katan cannot be memane a godol on his carbon pesach. Shesalka dait and sheyochel lehimanos, I would think the katan can be memane the godol. Why? Mishim v'selav esavos daraisa. V'havi le'inyan pesach kemo godol. I would think that if selav esavos daraisa, then the katan is like a godol vis-a-vis carbon pesach. And he can be memana gadol as well. Kamash v'lan ish zocha v'lo akatan zocha. That's one pshat, says Tosfos. Inami higufa kamash v'lan deselaveis avos lav daraisa ve'en lo koch lizkos bo lo lachem v'lo la'atzma. Or else you can say that the kamash v'lan of ish zocha v'lo akatan zocha is that selaveis avos is lav daraisa. Two pshatim in Tosfos. First day in Taisus and Gittin clearly is assuming that even the Maskana Selevei Savos is the Raisa. That the Katan does need a Minui on the current Pesach. Second Teretz is that he doesn't need a Minui. That's what the two Dayas are disagreeing about. So the first day is what's the Pasuk Ish Lefi Achlo Tachosu teaching me? It's teaching me that Selevei Savos, that Lamanda Amr Selevei Savos the Raisa, the Katan has the ability to be Nimna on the current Pesach. So I would think he's like a gadol, so he can operate for the gadol as well. Kamash malan, he can't. What's that day assuming? I would think that the katan is like a gadol. How can the katan be like a gadol? How can the katan be like a gadol? And what's the kamash malan that he's not like a gadol? So I don't think it's a far jump to say that the havamina is that if you say selavei savos daraisa, if you say the katan has to be nimna the karban pesach and he can be nimna, so that teaches you that minui carbon pesach is dafka befeh. It doesn't require kinyanim. Taisus just told us that there's no das acheres makna over here, and he just said that if there's no das acheres makna, the katan has no kinyan daraisa. He just told it to you beferish. And yet, right, carbon pesach, somehow everything is different. How can everything be different? The lechora, what Taisus is saying is that maybe minui carbon pesach does not require a kinyan. I think he's mamish like a gadol, because minui carbon pesach does not require a kinyan. It's a xeris akosif, it doesn't require a kinyan. Kamash Malan, what? The Kamash Malan could be that maybe Mina Karban Pesach requires a kinyan. And if there's no Das Acheres Makneh, then the Katan does not have a kinyan Daraisa. So if he doesn't have a kinyan Daraisa for himself, he doesn't have a kinyan Daraisa for someone else either. Mamish, the first pshat that we suggested in Tosfos and Kiddushin. What's the second pshat of Taisus? He says the Hava Mina is what? That the Katan can be Mamana a Gadol. Why? Why? Because Selavei Savos Daraisa, what does that mean? Even if the cotton doesn't have a kinyan daraisa, but selavei savos daraisa tells me the cotton is nimna without a kinyan, because minui befeh is enough. What's the kamash malan according to the second day of Tosfos in Gittin? The kamash malan is that in a chanami, if you held selavei savos daraisa, the cotton can be memana agadol. If you were to continue to hold selavei savos daraisa, then the minui of a cotton for a godol works. Because there is no kinyan, there's no bailus. Minui carbon pesach is not about bailus. If you held selavei savos daraisa, kamash malan, we hold selavei savos lav daraisa. If selavei savos lav daraisa, so then the katan is not shy to minui carbon pesach bechlal. So if he's not shy to minui carbon pesach bechlal, he can't be zocha for others in the minui carbon pesach. Okay, so the two ways that we learn Tosfos and Kiddushin Mamish is 2 days in Tosfos in Gittin. I know we're reading a little bit into the Tosfos, but not very much. Right? Not very much. The first day of Tosfos and Gittin is saying that Selavei Savos Daraisa tells me that the Katan has a special koach in Mina Karban Pesach that's unrelated to Kinyanim, because he just told you a second ago that in Kinyanim the Katan has no koach Daraisa. So if he has no koach Daraisa in Kinyanim, why is Mina Karban Pesach any different? The answer is, the Tosfos is assuming that Mina Karban Pesach might just be a verbal minui. Right, so you would think if it's only a verbal minui, then he could be zocha for acherim, for gedolim, and minikar pesach too. Kamash malon ish zocha, v'lo akotan zocha. And the second day is the kamash malon of ish zocha, v'lo akotan zocha, is that selavei savos is lav daraisa. And if it's lav daraisa, then the katan is not shayach to minui. So even though minui only requires some verbal commitment, but if the katan is not shayach to minui, then he can't do anything for the gadol. He's not shayach to minui karban pesach. So he's not shayach to minui karban pesach. Then he can't be zochen the minui karban pesach for a gadol either. Questions? Okay, we'll stop here. On Sunday we'll finish the job. We have to go further. We have to then.